Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Mike Newell from Mouse World Radio and WDW Today, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles podcast. And Mike Scofield swears he's going to get me either to run or be on the show at some point.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 378 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hi, Michelle.
Are you falling asleep now?
Yeah.
Already? Before we even start?
Yeah.
Come on. People might be running while they're listening to this.
Oh.
We got to be peppy.
Welcome to episode 378 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show is my co-host, one of my co-hosts, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Mike.
And also with us on the show
Can I do my shout-out?
Okay.
Okay. So my shout-out is to all of our friends who did the Tinkerbell weekend in Disneyland, and especially to our friends Tom Kreider and Sandy Began, who had a Mickey Miles and More podcast meetup, and a special shout-out to all the Mickey Milers who ran, but everybody who's out there.
And coming back from his, what would you call it?
Hiatus?
Thank you.
Exile? He had some sort of religious, rare virus.
Religious retreat.
To an island.
His from Desperate Times.
I love how you try to come up and you try to remember all the things that I've done. And
I know.
You reference the thing I did like 20 years ago every single time.
Everyone Loves Sherman or whatever that is.
Oh, my God. Forget it.
Everyone Loves Raymond. That's
Everyone Loves Raymond. Yeah, I love that television show, Chris.
I'm going to give Michael a cup of coffee.
I got to give you props for that.
How would you like to be introduced, Chris? The man, the myth, the legend.
Best-selling New York Times author.
He makes us laugh.
New York Times best-selling author.
Straight out of Compton.
So,
since it's baseball season, I figured today's running playlist song would be Center Field by John Fogerty.
All right, let me just tell you, this is not going to be a shock to you, but do you know who introduced Mike to that song? Me, like 3 years ago. He'd never heard. This
really?
Is a baseball fan. He'd never heard Center Field.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. Put me in, coach.
Oh, man.
I'm ready to play. You don't know that
Mike,
song.
I don't know.
You still done that.
Wow, Mike, we got to teach you lots of songs now because you don't seem to know anything.
I know.
I'm going to have to do Paul Anka next.
I'm just a lonely boy.
Oh, boy.
Just sing it, Mike.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. So what are we doing today?
Wow, it's been like 5 years since we've done questions. So we are going to do questions tonight.
Nice.
And we want to, if we don't do questions, then people will forget that they should ask us questions.
Yeah, please ask us questions.
So Michelle,
how do they send questions to us?
Questions at MickeyMilesPodcast.com. And our buddy Alex is the curator of the questions.
The curator.
Yes, he's the question curator. And
Alex the curator, we call him.
Yes.
AC.
Yeah.
So Michelle, why don't you start us off?
All right. Well, Britt Frank, back at the end of March, sent us a question. That's how long it's been. Britt is from Cedarburg, Wisconsin, and he or she wants to know, hi, Mike, Michelle, and Chris. I am a runner with a few Run Disney races under my belt, but I took a year off for my second baby. So we still don't know. I guess Britt could be a man or a woman. I'm ready to get back to running, and I've signed up for the Wine and Dine Challenge this November, and I would like to run my first full marathon during Marathon Weekend 2017. Is it okay to stick to Jeff Galloway's beginner marathon training plan and not focus on the half training, or am I doing my body a disservice? Thank you for all you do. I've been a listener since episode one, and I really appreciate your hard work. Okay, so Britt is doing Wine and Dine, and also his or her first marathon in January, and wants to know if it's okay to stick to the beginner marathon training plan and not focus on the half training. So, Chris, do you want to take a shot at this one?
Well, I don't know about the Jeff Galloway part of it, but I will say when I was doing training for the January marathon, I did a local half marathon in September as I was training and leading up to the full. And I was lucky enough to be able at that point to be doing the half. So I don't know what the beginner point is, but I would definitely say by the time you're at Wine and Dine, you should be well on your way past that distance on your goal to getting to the full. So adjust your training schedule accordingly, according to me anyway.
Yeah. So I can add to that. So, you know, on the Run Disney website, there are downloadable schedules for beginner and intermediate marathon and half marathon using the Jeff Galloway plan. So I actually did this, I think my first Dopey, I did the Wine and Dine probably before I had done the Dopey. I actually would recommend that you download both plans, and I think that what you're going to see, Britt, is kind of what Chris said, is that you'll see that the miles are ramping up when you're in November, maybe not to half marathon pace, but what I did is I kind of followed, I stuck to the half marathon when I did the Wine and Dine, I stuck to the half marathon plan. I kind of ramped it down a little bit, and then ramped it right back up again. So I took a week or two off and then went on back onto the marathon plan. So so I think I would use your best judgment as you train for both of those. But I agree with Chris. By that time, you're probably well past half marathon lengths if you just follow the beginner Jeff Galloway plan. Mike?
Let me ask the two of you, what would be the problem with just going by Jeff's marathon plan? I mean, is there a potential danger in doing that?
Well, I think it goes 18 weeks before the marathon. So I think that, you know, he or she should be probably
a 9 or 10 week mark.
Yeah, probably, you know, up to about 18 miles by then. So probably there wouldn't be any issue at all.
At least 15. I was going to say if Britt is using Jeff's plan, and by the time Wine and Dine comes, she's already at the 15 mile mark, then I think she would be fine.
Yeah, it's just another training run.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and some people might say, well, yeah, but if you're training for, I think you have to get your body and your mind, I think you have to get it into that, you know, 18 to 20 mile, you know, training mode by Thanksgiving. I really think you need to be there, because I think you need to figure out how your body's going to recover and things like that. So
the nice thing for Britt is that because the Wine and Dine is a morning race now, it's not the idea of, you know, the nutrition and the training for a nighttime race on top of all that other worry.
Imagine a nighttime marathon. Wow.
I know, you've talked about that for years.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, let's do it one night. We'll just go out, you and I, and we'll just run a full marathon in the middle of the night.
What the heck? Yeah.
Worth a shot. Maybe we could do a virtual one.
Maybe we'll find, don't say it. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
He's go ahead, say it.
No, I said maybe we'll find a Bigfoot.
Yeah, Mike is always Mike's big thing is he always loves all the Bigfoot TV shows, so we have arguments about science and
dear.
I believe that we can find a Yeti with spaghetti.
Michael, you don't know songs, but you believe there's like giant Bigfoot, big feet.
Thank you, Chris.
In the woods?
Well, there's Fred Block, so why not?
Oh, yeah. But he's not as hairy, so.
That's true.
Plus he's on like the, what are those things called? The scooter thing, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, Segway.
Segway. Can you imagine a Bigfoot on a Segway? That'd be hilarious.
I think you should draw a picture. There's your next children's book.
Yeah, there you go.
The Yeti on
the Segway.
Yeah, a two-legged snuffy.
There you go.
All
right. Snuffleupagus. Okay, let's Chris read the next one.
Okay, this one is from, good. Give me the name that I can't read.
Oh, come on. Isn't that a Greek name?
Katsifas.
There we go.
Katsifas.
Good to me.
Katsifas.
All right, whatever. Eliopoulos, close enough. Hi, folks. First, I have to say I love the podcast. I only just discovered it thanks to Tom Kreider. I've been a Disney fan since I was a kid with the movies and Wild World of Disney on TV on Sunday nights, but never went to WDW or Disneyland until I was a grown-up at age 28 back in 1996. Recently, since having kids of my own, we've been fortunate enough to travel to Disney parks 3 times as a family since 2013. Sailed on the Fantasy in January for the inaugural Star Wars Day at Sea Cruise, and in 2015, I began my journey with the Run Disney. So I've been to WDW or Disneyland with my mom and sister and I and one kid at a time a few times with that as well. Wow, geez, she just went all full board, right? Given all of that, I consider myself pretty in the know regarding all things Disney. And yet somehow I never knew about you guys until I heard Tom talking about you on another podcast.
There's another podcast?
What? They do other ones? What? How did I miss this? And then, Mike, when I tuned in the first time this past weekend to the episode about the history of Disneyland, heard your accent and then your comment about there not being any game on a Sunday because your team was out, well, I was hooked. The only thing I love as much as Disney is the Patriots. Oh, jeez. Can we just end
Wait a second. Mike has an accent?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Okay. Let's go park the car. I'm a born and raised New Englander, grew up in Guilford, New Hampshire.
Guilford.
Where in New Hampshire are you, by the way? Where are you?
Nashua. You don't know that? Chris, you don't know that?
I keep tabs on you. What do I have? And my sister and mom still live there. So we get up there every summer. Anyway, I digress. But that's my background as to why I was immediately a huge fan of the podcast. I do have a couple of questions regarding upcoming Run Disney events. I am registered this year for the Double Dare at Disneyland, the half at Disneyland Paris, and the Wine and Dine half.
Woo!
Oosh. I am now trying to figure out lodging for the Wine and Dine. In one episode, you guys mentioned specifically host resorts for the races. I think something about recommending not staying in Animal Kingdom for race weekends because it's so far out. And I thought all Disney resorts were considered host resorts in that transportation is provided to all race-related events. Is that the case, or should I be looking at specific resorts to get that bus ride? Why don't you answer that one first? All the hotels, right? They have...
It wasn't the case always, but now it is the case.
Yeah, all the host resorts. And again, one of the things that we keep finding out, and Chris, you're a fine victim of this, mm-hmm. is that the problem with the buses is that boy, you really can't depend upon them. So one of the reasons why we try to discourage runners from staying at resorts that are far away, that are sort of remote, not remote, but more remote than others. Yeah, because that you have to get in line. You have to be out there maybe 20 to 30 minutes before that first bus is ready to go, so that you have a shot at being on that first bus. And I know it sounds silly, but if you're not on that first bus, I truly believe all bets are off that you're going to get to the gathering area at the race at the time you want to get there. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, even though we have all these host resorts, it's sometimes important to figure out which one should you go to that you know you're going to have a good shot at getting the bus at a a reasonable time and get to the race. So
yeah, even if yeah. like so, if you're leaving Animal Kingdom at 3 o'clock or 3:30, and you're leaving the Yacht Club at 3:30, the Yacht Club is going to have a lot less time to get there, and you're going to be like farther back in the line if you're coming from Animal Kingdom, because there's a line of buses that head into the starting area, and you know, you're really going to put yourself behind the eight ball.
Yeah, and Animal Kingdom is way on the southwest tip of the resort, and so you have to consider that's going to be an issue, as would probably be, I want to say, Fort Wilderness, maybe. So, you know, staying on the monorail, if you can afford it. I think the Caribbean Beach Resort is a good place to stay. I think French Quarter is good. Maybe even Coronado Springs. When you get to Animal Kingdom, it's pushing it a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's go on. She says, I ran the Princess Half last year and stayed at the Boardwalk, which was great. This time for one and done, I'm considering saving money and staying at the B Resort near Disney Springs and taking a cab to the race start, or maybe hoofing it over to Saratoga Springs and catching the bus to the start. And wondered your advice on either of those options. I never considered renting a car, as from what I saw in my one experience, that traffic on race day morning was a nightmare, and I just didn't even want to worry about facing that. It sounds like you guys do rent cars, though, and I wanted to check. So the
what's
B Resort.
B Resort? Is it just a resort?
Near Disney Springs?
Well, there are a lot of resorts near Disney Springs. I don't know. I think, you know, there you can get stuck in a lot of traffic if you rent a car. But again, just as the case with the buses, you have to get there early. So you're not stuck in that traffic. You know, Mike usually likes to, you leave it like...
Yeah, you leave early.
Midnight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I'm never. But
the one time I went with you guys picked me up at, I believe, 3 o'clock in the morning, and the buses weren't even running till 3:30.
Mm. Yeah, and even then, Chris, if you remember, the traffic was, I mean, not bad, but it was pretty healthy. So,
right. Plus, you have to walk from the parking lot area to, you know, the buses drop you off right there. You walk across the street, and you're in the holding area. Whereas if you're parking, you have to walk a bit. So add that to your time as well.
And if you were to if you wanted to catch a bus to Saratoga Springs, well, you're going to have to get up a little bit earlier and normal, and you're going to have to walk over there, and then you have to, and you probably have to do some kind of a practice walk, because you need to figure out, okay, where am I going to pick the bus up? How long is it going to take me to get there? What time do I have to leave to walk over there and get there in time? What time do I have to get up in order to leave at that time so I can get the bus at the time I want to? So,
and think about the return, too.
Yeah.
You're going to do that after a marathon. You're going to walk back from Saratoga Springs, if that's the plan that you made.
I think she's talking about half.
I say she's talking about the half.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Well, even that. You know, hey.
Yeah, I don't know. We're big advocates of. I know we're going to hear from you on a different podcast about the bus experience that you've had recently, but I don't know. I'm curious to hear whether or not that changed your mind about renting a car. But anyway,
okay. I plan to join Mickey Milers and wonder too if the group has any plans for the Paris weekend. Looking forward to linking up with other runners who love Disney as much as I do. I just can't believe I didn't realize what a great community was out there. Just glad I found it. Now, thanks so much for giving this girl another thing Disney and run-related to enjoy. Your tie to New England is just an added bonus. Are we doing anything with Paris?
So, I've mentioned before that I'm actually going to be with my brother, who is swimming the English Channel. And so there's probably a 60 or 70% chance that I'm going to sign up for the race. Depending on the weather in the English Channel, I may or may not be able to make it. but if I'm not there, then we know a whole bunch of people from the Mickey Milers who are going to be there, and I'm sure there'll be some sort of a meetup. But if you want to join the Mickey Milers, you go to mickeymilespodcast.com/join-us, and you can sign up to benefit Give Kids the World. The only thing you need to do is to commit to raising $50 for Give Kids the World. But anyway, okay. I'm hoping to go to Paris. We'll see. I already asked my my boss, and she said go for it. So
sweet.
Yeah, I'll be there anyway. So it's just the perfect weekend.
All right, Mike, what do you say? You want to read the next one?
I would be glad to. It's from Mark Willits, who's from England. And Mark says, "Hi, Mickey Miles Podcast. I don't usually contact podcasts, but wanted to drop you a quick note to say how much I enjoyed listening to the episodes with Sean Astin. Hearing his story was simply inspiring, and the way you sat back and let him tell everything about his Iron Man journey was brilliant. Anyway, keep up the good work. I love listening to your podcast, and it gives me the Disney magic whilst running in merry old England. I'm yet to do a Run Disney event, so I can live vicariously through the podcast until the Disneyland Paris Half Marathon. Thanks for your hard work and dedication to the podcast. Regards, Mark." Well, Mark, thank you for those kind words, and I'm going to turn it over to Michelle for some words.
Well, another reason why we need to go to Paris to meet Mark, right? I just wanted to say that there were a few people who wrote us notes about the Sean Astin episode, and Mark, you will be happy to know that I forwarded your email to Sean, so he got to see it too.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun to listen to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love that Mark says that we sat back. Honestly, we didn't get
Yeah, we didn't have to do much.
We just let him go. Let him go. So,
yeah. Awesome.
All right. Next question is from Tyler Obanoff. And he says, "Mike, Michelle, and Chris, first of all, I wanted to write in and let you know that I'm enjoying the new format of the show. I like the mixture of running information as well as the trip reports and other touring questions. I wanted to write in to get a couple of training questions as I am doing the Wine and Dine Half Marathon in November, my first half, and decided to run the 10K and the half in January at the WDW Marathon weekend. I live in South Florida, so it's very hot at night and early in the morning. I currently go out for runs at 4:30 a.m. and it can easily be 75 degrees with high humidity, and it will only get worse as the summer approaches. How would you recommend I train for a half marathon in these conditions? Friends have suggested running on the treadmill, but I don't enjoy running on the treadmill, and I don't feel like I get the same kind of workout when I run on a treadmill. I am going to turn this over, this first question, to Mike, because he has a lot of experience with running in Florida in the hot weather. Mike, what would you suggest?
Well, Tyler, I think that... Yeah, I've run in Florida many, many, many times when I've been there, when I'm not been running in a race, and I've gone out, I've run every single, I think I've been down there every single month of the year, and I've run in every single month of the year, and I know that it does get warm, very, very warm, and when I've gone out for long runs, like 13 miles or 15 mile runs sometimes, I get up at 3:30 or maybe 4 o'clock, and I'm actually out there as early as I can. And yes, I do recall it being very warm. And my goal when I have run at those times is just to beat the sun. And I try to do whatever I can before the sun comes up. If I can't, then I have my absolute dead stop time at 9 a.m., because I don't know what it is, but from 9 o'clock on, it just seems that the temperature and the humidity just soars. So my suggestion is keep going at 4:30 in the morning, okay? If you can, back it up to 4. If you're training for a half marathon, you shouldn't be running more than 3.5 hours. I mean, that would be the absolute slowest you could run that. So, and if you're starting at 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, then you're done by 8 o'clock. So that would be my suggestion. The other thing is that even though you're running early in the morning, make sure that you have you've been hydrated, and make sure you bring plenty of water, because you don't want to dehydrate. So if you do that, I think you should be okay.
All right. So my second question, says Tyler, is how do I train for back-to-back runs since I am running on 2 consecutive days in January, and those runs come 2 months after another half? Chris?
My wife and I have done these as well. We, the way our training schedule went was Saturdays and Sundays, we would back-to-back run and build up our stamina doing those, and then I obviously have smaller runs during the week. It really is important to really get used to running back to back and doing it often. Those second days are really hard when you're not used to running longer distances. So I would say just keep going every week, Saturday and Sunday. Get out there, like Mike said, at 4:30. Bring your water, bring a towel with you, whatever you need to do. But I would definitely do 2 days in a row every week. You think? No?
Yeah, I think that's good advice, Chris. And I think I would also add to that, Tyler, that you may be worthwhile purchasing a pair of compression. Compression socks or calves, calf sleeves, to put them on your calves to run with them during day one, so that they will help you do your recovery that you'll need for day two.
Another suggestion is to look at the Dumbo Double Dare training plan from Jeff Galloway if you do the run, walk, run method. Even though it's not, you know, in terms of being on the calendar, it's not the same training plan, because that's in August and it's in Disneyland. It does prepare you for those double runs. Also, you could probably look at the princess plan. There's a double plan for that. So you might just want to look at those plans and put them on your calendar to see how they ramp up too. So there are training plans out there for those 2 day runs too.
And I think that's it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Wow.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
We need more questions. People need to be sending stuff in.
Yeah, we want.
And don't forget to ask us about, like, Disney stuff, too. Yeah. Like, ask us not just about running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is some.
We have a wealth of knowledge, and we want to complain a lot. So bring up, like, costs of tickets and, you know, attractions going down and
food.
Lumberjacks and
there are things going on, Chris, that, you know, I'm sure that our guests would like to know. I could just touch upon a few things. We don't expect Frozen, is it called Frozen Ever After? We don't expect that to open this summer at all. We're hearing delays there. Mm. We're also here. There's a new the Lumberjack show at.
Is gone.
Canadian Pavilion
There's
is gone.
There's still a lingering smell of sawdust in that area.
So now the new act is called Alberta Bound, and it's several musicians that sing Canadian, Canadian songs. I think there's an Anne Murray song in there. And one of the performers, I think, is an old off-kilter performer. I think he plays the fiddle.
Former?
Former or whatever. So, and, you know, there's a few other things like Rivers of Light may or may not be ready soon. I do know that they're doing some rehearsals, so I expect that it will be around for the summer, so we'll see. But those are the kinds of things that, you know, we're also hoping to answer, you know, questions on what's going on with the resort, what's going on with Disneyland, what's going on.
Or people want to share anything?
Yeah,
think would be helpful for other people.
It's not limited to running things. There's
summer
all kinds
are,
of questions.
Summer months are coming. Time to get some your vacation plans going. So give us a holler. Maybe we'll get Becky to come on and do a show with her talking about your travel plans.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
right.
Ask those questions. Send them in. How do they do it? Where do they? What's the email? Tell me,
Michelle,
again.
Tell me.
Questions at MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
That's right.
Okay.
Not to mention posting something on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or Twitter at MickeyMilesPod.
That's right. Okay.
And you can ask even me about stuff, about what I'm working on and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, you know, I work with Marvel, which is part of, you know, Disney. And I did Star Wars stuff. So please ask some questions. You know, Michelle gets bored just talking to me.
I do.
Sorry.
True that.
True that.
True that.
All we talk about is Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah. We'll get questions. Just you wait.
Just you wait. Oh, good. Good.
Well, let's not
in
waste
New
our shot.
In New York, you can be a new man.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. Okay, so for Chris Aliopoulos and for Michelle Scrivener-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own. Bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.